Now you will hear the segment again.
Jeanette May and Sven Olsen are biologists at the University of Stockholm. They recently wrote an article in the magazine World in which they explain how bats navigate. Scott Thorne spoke with them in our studios.
I thought scientists already understood bat navigation. What's new about what you learned?
Well, we've long known that bats use echolocation to navigate, which means they emit high-frequency sounds that bounce off cave walls and echo back to them. And through this method, they're able to avoid bouncing into walls and such. But bats have another ability that's long puzzled scientists, and that's the ability to go far from their homes and find their way back after a long night out eating fruit or hunting insects. That's the type of navigation we wanted to understand.
So bats don't use echolocation to find their way home?
One of the theories that's long been proposed is that bats used magnetoception, which is the ability to sense magnetic fields. And that's what we wanted to test.
How do you test this magnetic sense?
So, the idea is that magnetoception gives bats the ability to detect the polarity of the Earth's magnetic field, which means they can tell the difference between north and south. To test this idea, what we did is, we captured a number of bats and we exposed half of them to some very strong magnetic fields.
The idea being, if bats do rely on magnetoception, this would confuse them, make them unable to use the Earth's magnetic field, because the local field we exposed them to was so much stronger.
So, we exposed half the bats to this magnetic field for a few days until we'd messed up their internal compasses. We then took all the bats and fit them with radio collars so we could track their location and drove them miles away from their homes and released them, and then tracked their movements as they tried to find their way home.
You did this with both groups of bats? The ones you'd magnetized and the ones you hadn't?
Right. So, what happened is, the bats that had not been exposed to the magnetic field flew straight home. They just pointed themselves in the right direction and off they went. But the group that had been exposed to the magnetic fields had no idea where they were. They basically flew around aimlessly, with some of them going miles out of their way, until the effects of the magnetic field wore off and they were able to figure out where they were and find their way home.
So they all got home?
Eventually, yes.
Interesting. And this proves that bats have some kind of magnetic sense that helps them navigate.
Yes.
Absolutely. We're not saying the bats relied solely on this sense to get home. It's possible that other senses may have also helped them navigate. But this is the first time that magnetoception has been demonstrated in the field, so it's fairly significant.
Number 45. What was the main purpose of the experiment? Number 46. What do the speakers say about bats' use of sounds to navigate? Number 47. Why do the speakers mention the Earth's magnetic field? Number 48. What technology did the scientists use in their experiment? Number 49. What was an important feature of the experiment? Number 50. What do the speakers imply about their experiment? End of the listening test.